This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man walah. Allahumma la ilma lana illa ma allamtana innaka antal alimul hakim. Allahumma alimna ma yinfa'na wa anfa'na bima allamtana wa zidna ilma. Wa alina alhaqqa haqqan wa rizukna tiba'ah wa alina albatila batilan wa rizukna istinabah wa adkhilna bi rahmatika fi ibadika assalihin. Ameen ya rabbil alameen. Welcome everybody to day number 15 of our Fiqh of Salah classes. And it's a good time to remind ourselves that, when we come to these gatherings, we have the angels here surrounding us and they are showering us with their mercy, with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that the person who comes here with the right intention, they leave with all their sins, their minor sins, changed into good deeds. Alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those people. And these are majalis of ilm. There's so many rewards for that, but also a reminder that this is fard for every Muslim, right? For every Muslim mukallaf, baligh, a person who is responsible. This is something that is wajib for them to learn. Tamam. So this is not something extracurricular. This is something wajib for every Muslim to know, especially as-salah. And we said as-salah is the most important of the arkan after the shahad. As usual, we start with our review, with our muraja'ah. And we're pretty much, inshallah, today we'll be finishing, we've finished all these 13 points here from the ruling of the prayer all the way to the Friday prayer last week. Inshallah, today we want to finish Eid prayer, the eclipse prayers, al-kusuf al-fusuf, and salat al-istisqa, the rain prayer. Bismillah. And then, inshallah, next week we'll be starting Kitab al-Janaiz, right? The funerals, washing the deceased, shrouding the deceased, the funeral prayer, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. So our tradition is we start with the review, of course, because we tend to forget almost 80% or more of what we covered last week, unless we review, sah? But, so the first thing is, what is the ruling of the Friday prayer? We said it's wajib, right? And what, wajib on who? Everybody? Everybody here? Everybody in this building? No. What are the five? We mentioned, I think, five conditions. Yeah. Who is it obligatory on?
Really? The prayer.
So, first they have to be what?
Muslim.
Christian? Jew, Muslim. If Muslim, okay. And we said, baligh aqil, right? Mukallaf, al-baligh al-aqil, right? They have to be also sane. Right, we said they have to be. First of all, we have to say we said he has to be Muslim. Okay, he has to be mukallaf, which is baligh aqil, which is someone who reached puberty, and he's sane, not someone who's crazy or in a coma or something like that. Tamam. And then we also said what?
Bad.
Has to be dhakar, has to be for the males, right?
Sweet.
And has to be someone who's, yes, sahih, obviously, is not sick, right? Because the sick is, those who are sick have an excuse. And we also said that he has to be resident, mustawtan, right? Has to be someone who is resident in that place. Or someone who's musafir, they said it's better for him to pray if he's able to find a prayer, but someone who's on the path, traveling, it's not obligatory on him. طيب, Jameel, what are the conditions for the Jum'ah to be valid? What are the conditions for the Jum'ah to be valid? For the Jum'ah to be valid, we said there are some conditions. What did you say? Al-adad. Okay, so it has to be. So the Hanabila, they say 40 or more, including the Imam. Okay, we said that there's other opinions like Imam Abu Hanifa. He mentioned 3. Okay, and this is the difference of opinion goes back to what does Jama'ah mean? We're gonna go from in Arabic, linguistically, al-jama' is 3 or more, صح? We have mufrad, 1, muthanna, dual, and al-jama' in Arabic is 3 or more, صح? Abu Hanifa went from that, rahimahullah, from that angle. The Hanabila, they went to some narrations that mention 40 people. Well, 40 people, that's a jama'. Allahu alam. Okay, so we said, also we said the time, khul al-waqt, right? And so the khul al-waqt is just like the waqt of Eid, right? Right after, like the time of duha. Right, in the Hanabila, are the ones that said that. Everybody else said it has to be Zawal, like after Zawal, after Dhuhr time. Okay, what else we said? And those people who have to attend, they have to be from those who it's obligatory on. Tamam? So even if you go to the opinion of the three, it can't be three boys. It has to be only three mature people or more. So these are the conditions for the Jum'ah to be valid. And we also need to have the two khutbas, right? The two khutbas after, before the salah. There's the khutbas before the salah. Now,
I was still in the start. So, they will do, but there are three tempers. Sadwani, which one is for the full book? So,
دخول الوقت لا شوف الحنابلة they said the حنابلة and this is from مفردات الحنابلة this is from the يعني they are the only ones that talked about this they said that صلاة الجمعة is like the time of صلاة العيد which is بعد like when the shade is like the length of a رمح right and which is basically like after the time of ضحى literally like after you know the sun rises a few minutes after that that's what they said. The rest said no. Okay, and so most of the people who are praying multiple Jum'ahs, even before the Duhur time, they're following the opinion of the Hanabil, right? Which is really like it's not the Jumhur. It's a unique opinion there. We also talked about the two khutbas. We said the two khutbas have some conditions for them to be valid. And someone cannot just get up here and just talk, and any talking will be considered a khutbah. Okay. What are some of the things that have to happen? We mentioned them. There has to be an ayah, and the Hanabla said it has to be in the two khutbas. There has to be an ayah in each one, which is interesting. Ayah of the Quran, at least one ayah of the Quran, Alhamd, right? As-salah upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, what else? There has to be dua, and there has to be like reminding people of taqwa, right? I think those are the main ones, okay, for the validity of the two khutbas. Of course, they have to be during the time. طيب, what are some of the sunnahs for the Friday prayer? Okay, I'm not talking about the khatib. We talked about the sunnah of the khatib, but I think it's more important to talk about the sunnah of the people who are coming to Jum'ah. So to shower, okay, in the Hanbali madhab, that's a sunnah, and some other madhab, they say it's wajib. Na'am, coming early. Uh-huh. What else? Surat al-Kahf, right? Jameel, reading Surat al-Kahf. To sit at the wall or to sit by the imam? To sit closer to the imam, right? Closer to the imam. We mentioned the hadith about the one who wakes up early and does ghusl properly, and he puts his cologne on, and he goes early, and he's by the imam, and then he doesn't do lagu, any talking or wasting time. Then every step he took to the masjid, it's like a year of qiyam and siyam. I don't know of a hadith that has a reward like that. I don't know of another hadith that has reward like that amazing. That's why we said last week, if you can do that once in your life, walk to the masjid, find a close masjid and do it, okay, then that would be great. That's a lot of reward, like years, yani 10,000 steps maybe, 5,000 steps.
But come on.
Huh? Park far. Yani imagine 10,000 years. You know, we're talking like some crazy amount of ajr, subhanAllah. We said somebody might say qiyas, but the hadith says walks, because they used to ride animals, but the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi mentioned walking, right? He didn't mention riding, he said walking. I don't know. Allah Alam. طيب, and he goes there early, obviously, before the imam comes. And we didn't mention this last week, but we know the hadith of the ones who come early for Jum'ah. We mentioned this in the khutbah, but we mentioned that the hadith of the one who gets the word of like, you know, of a camel, of slaughtering camel, the one who comes really like close to the imam time, like gets a word of like an egg, right? For the earlier you come, the better. Some narrations mention that they would come with lanterns, because it's dark. So they would come to the Jum'ah really early, subhanAllah. So some of us who work, if you make the niyyah and you still work, inshallah, you work for it. طيب, what are some of the sunan we mentioned? Yeah, coming, putting atab, right, showering, yeah, wearing white, tamam. These are all from the sunnahs of coming to Jum'ah. What is this like to do during the Friday prayer?
Prayer.
Huh? Lagu, well, some of the lagu will be haram, okay? But we mentioned, مثلاً, walking over the necks of people. That happens all the time, unless you have to. And we said the situation where you have to is, you know, you're coming and there's only one spot right here. مثلا, you're coming in this masjid, there's only one spot right here. and nobody's moving. You can't tell them to move because we're not allowed to, right? Even the Prophet said, don't even say quiet, right? So in that situation, then he would be allowed to do that. And of course, the Imam is allowed to do that to get to his spot. Of course, you try your best not to harm any people. And it's all happened to us. We don't like it when someone walks on, right? We don't like it. It feels like, you know, but you don't have a right to be upset at someone if there's an empty spot in front of you and you didn't take it. Sahih. And if there's an empty spot in front of you, what are you supposed to do? Go to that spot. And this goes to the next one that's makruh, which is it's makruh to give someone a better spot than yours. Why? Because this shows that you don't really, you don't really care about the reward. Tamam? But it's not dislike to accept it. Someone says, go ahead, take my spot. Like, okay. You know, rahat alik, yeah.
Let's say your father is in the second main and you're in the first main.
Yeah, that's different. Here we're going to like bir al-waldain and things like that. فَقَدْ يَكُون جَائِز يعني, right? And we talked about the children, right? If you have a child who's not baligh, technically it's better for an adult male to have that spot. But you do it with adab and akhlaq. You don't just like grab the kindle and get out of here. Because the last question I have is, what is prohibited during the Friday prayer? And one of them is to get someone to get up from the spot. Yeah? And this happened to me like in Riyadh, actually. I don't know, back home, this happens. There's the old men who come all the time to the masjid. It's like they have a, you know, they've claimed the spot, yeah? They claim the spot and, you know, khalas, this is their place. And their mushaf the mushaf they use is there. And, you know, the bookmark is there and it is their spot. And they have their pillow. In Riyadh, the front rows have a back thing for your back, like it's like a wooden thing. If you've ever been there in Saudi Arabia, they have that. In fact, it's like their spot. I went one time and the guy gave me a dirty look and like, okay, it's like you're not supposed to get someone up. At the same time, you should, if you know the old man, yani, in the normal salawat, maybe the line is full, yani, or the line is wide, yani, you can sit in another spot. They shouldn't really do that. We didn't discuss it, but are you allowed to save a spot?
Not.
What do you guys think? Huh? You're allowed to like come and you know you put your water bottle and then you're like, khalas, I'm gonna go out and do some shopping. you're not allowed to do that. But if someone comes and mathalan they have their stuff there and I guess they want to renew their wudu or something happens, then yani you shouldn't take their spot. And from the hikmah to take their spot because they were there. And this happens all in Taraweeh. People come and they save their spots. طيب جميل. Cool. Let's start. So we have the Eid prayer. Salat al-Eid. Bismillah. So this is now fasl fi Salat al-Eidain. Salat al-Eidain. Why do you say Eidain? Eidain, this is Muthanna, dual, because there's two Eids, obviously. Salat of the two Eids. So what is the ruling? He says, وَصَلَاتُ الْعِيدَيْنِ فَرْضُ كِفَايَ. Salat al-Eidain is Fard Kifaya. What is Fard Kifaya? Remind us. Yell.
Somebody will do it and this.
Yeah, so if a small people do it, then it's sufficient. And if nobody does it, we're all sinful. If nobody prays Salat al-Eid in Calgary, then all Muslims in Calgary are sinful. Unless they have an excuse. I don't know what's an excuse, yani. I guess in COVID, that was an excuse. I guess that's an excuse, na'am. But other than that, no, it would all be sinful. So that's Fard Kifaya. Fard Ain is when it's obligatory on every single person. طيب. So it says here, Fard Kifaya. ووقتها كصلاه الضحى. Okay, here just a footnote, if it falls on the same day as Friday, we said last week that you don't have to pray Jum'ah. Okay, so you have the choice to do one of them. Okay, you can pray either the Jum'ah or Salat al-Eid. Okay, because they're very similar salas and they'll both be counted either or. If you pray both, I don't know someone who said that you're not supposed to, but you can choose which one to do. He says, وَقْتُهَا كَصَلَاةِ الضُّحَى. So it's time, it's like Salat al-Duha, right? And we said al-Duha is when, right? Like our time for Duha here, sunrise, right? 8:39, we say about 10 to 15 minutes after. Tamam? So its time is like 8, let's say 9 o'clock, okay? Like 9 o'clock-ish, okay? That would be the time of Duha. And that's the time when you can actually, that's as early as you can do Salat al-Eid and even Salat al-Jum'ah. So Salat al-Eid, okay, can be done as early as that. And here, I mean, we have it early usually, like, I don't know, 8:30, Some even have it like 7:30. Not sure, maybe that's too early, depending on when we are in the time of the year. Tamam. So wa'akhiru al-zawal, and its ending is al-zawal. When is zawal? Zawal is right about when the sun is at the top, right? So right before that, that's the ending of salat al-Eid. فَإِنْ لَمْ يُعْلَمْ بِالْعِيدِ إِلَّا بَعْدَهُ يعني بعد الزوال صلوا من الغد قضاء. This is interesting because here he says that if they don't find out about the Eid, why wouldn't they find out? There's some issue with the sighting, with the moon sighting, etc. تمام. And this would make sense only probably in Fitr, right? Because Eid al-Adha we know before, because Eid al-Adha, we cited before, right? But here, because Eid al-Adha, some of you are looking at me strange. Eid al-Adha is on the 10th day, right, of Dhul-Hijjah. So the moon sighting happened 9-10 days ago, okay? But Eid al-Fitr, we're like, the first day of Eid is the first day of Shawwal, right? And so there might be some issues with the moon sighting. He's saying if they don't sight it, right, until after Zawal, yani now the time of Eid is gone, the Salat of Eid, it's recommended to pray it qada'an, okay? This is interesting because Salat al-Jum'ah, do you pray it qada'? No. If you miss Jum'ah, we said last week, you have to what? Khalas, you pray it as duhur. And you're not allowed to pray it as duhur until after the Jum'ah is finished. Okay? Yani you cannot pray duhur early, that it wouldn't count as a salah. Right? Unless for those who it's not wajib on, the kids, the women, etc. So he said here, yeah, sallu qada'an, okay? So it says if they didn't know if a whole city did not know it was Eid until after Zawal, then they can come, they can make it up the following day. Okay, yeah, yani they didn't realize it was cited, but it's not something that would, it's very common these days. But if they did, then they would pray it qada'an. They recommend the next day, but even the same day would be it would be fine. It would be fine. طيب. And it says here, وشرط لوجوبها شروط جمعة. نعم تفضل.
Yeah, just so. And it said, if the dying is that you tried it, why is one, yeah, you just, this so the health, don't. So, if I wanted to do one of this, would I, when I do the expressions, when I go in, when she will think that we get to it, you try again, then I will stick at it.
No, whichever salah you're praying, okay? Whichever salah you're praying, because they're very similar salahs, right?
The niyah.
Naam, whichever salah you're praying, you make the niyah for it. And it's hatsalli salat al-eid, the salat al-eid, the niyah of salat al-eid.
You don't have a Friday. And you soon, he asked, why?
You missed a Friday of what? If you go to the eid? If you go to the eid, yeah, you don't have to go to the jum'ah. Yani, takfik salat al-eid. But you're saying it's sunnah. I understand what you're saying. It's sunnah to pray it. It's sunnah to pray it if it was by itself. But if you're going to choose between Eid and Jum'ah, it'll become fard for you. Do you understand what I mean? That's why they said he has to do one of both. Because they're very similar. You're going to be praying Jum'ah, there's going to be a khutbah. Naam?
They're spanning the power by singing.
Allahu a'lam, if there's I think they take this from the Sahaba. Yeah, because I don't know if it happened during the time of the Prophet. It's a good question.
I think it happened. Yeah.
And it's a good question. I'm thinking if it happened. And yes, I think there was an incident, but I can't remember right now. So that's a good question. We can look it up, inshallah, and confirm it. Now, did it happen during the time of Rasulullah Sallam, and what exactly happened? We can look it up, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. طيب, next one, he said, وَشَرْطُ لِوَجُوبِهَا شُرُوطُ جُمْعَةٍ. So now he's saying that the conditions for its obligation are like the conditions of Jum'ah. The conditions for the obligation of Eid, okay, are like the ones of Jum'ah, okay. And then he says, وَلِصَحَّتِهَا إِسْتِيطَان. So now he's saying that the conditions, okay, that there has to be the 40 people that we mentioned, and they have to be locals. Yeah, it can't be a bunch of people who are traveling and they're doing Salat al-Eid. It has to be locals, right? So لِصَحَّتِهَا, for it to be accepted, right, and valid, istitanun wa adad al jum'ah. And they said adad al jum'ah, the number is 40 people, right? So in order for it to be correct, the attendees have to be resident, meaning at least 40, including the imam, must be locals. At least 40 people And they have to be from those whose Jum'ah is required. They have to be from those whose Jum'ah is required. And he says, لكن يسن لمن فاتته أو بعضها أن يقضيها وعلى صفتها أفضل. Yeah, he says that if the one who misses it, it's better for him, okay? It's recommended for him to make it up, okay? يقضيها يعني. And you can do the qada the same way as the Eid prayer. What do you mean the same way? Because the Eid prayer has what? We're going to talk about the takbirat, right? And so it's sunnah to do it like that. But if he doesn't do the takbirat, it's fine. Like Salatul Eid is still valid without the extra takbirat. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, right? We're going to mention how many is done in each rak'ah. So you don't have to do it exactly. But if you do it, then that's fine, inshallah. That's fine. بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَ. طيب. Let's talk about the sunan of Salatul Eid. He says, وَتُسَنُّ فِي صَحْرَى. What's a sahra? Like an open area. Okay? And so it is sunnah to pray salat al-eid in an open area. It's sunnah to pray salat al-eid in an open area. Okay? So it's interesting here. He says in the footnotes, tukrah fil jami' bila uzur. Like it's disliked to pray in the masjid salat al-eid without an excuse. Okay? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he always prayed it in an open area, fi sahra. Okay, so from that, they see like discouragement. It's discouraged, okay? It's disliked to pray it in the masjid without an excuse. And you have an open area and you decide to do it in the masjid. طبعاً here, because of our restricted area, sometimes it is prayed in a big jami', big masjid, right? Because of the space, the lack of space. And even sometimes we have like two Eid salahs in the same masjid because of the space. But if you're able to find like an open area, طبعاً here it's difficult in the winter, we're not going to do that, okay, tamam. But what would be a kind of an equivalent, like a big hall, tamam, like a big hall, like we do like the subway center, etc., whatever works, يعني, the more people the better. So في صحراء وتأخير صلاة, okay, وتأخير صلاة الفطر. So look here, we have two Eids, صلاة الفطر وصلاة Eid al-Fitr wa Eid al-Adha, right? Al-Fitr is after Ramadan, and Al-Adha is after Hajj, right? Or the time of Hajj, tamam? So, in Salat al-Eid, okay? Eid al-Fitr, okay? Which is coming up like in, I don't know, March 1st or something. No, not March 1st, probably like April 1st, right? Yeah, something like that. Hopefully not April Fools. طيب. That salah, it says here, it's recommended, it's sunnah, to delay the prayer a bit. And you're going to see the opposite, it's sunnah to make it early. Why? Who can tell me why? Why in Salat al-Fitr, in Eid al-Fitr, it's recommended to make it late, and Eid al-Adha is recommended to leave it earlier?
Study guys.
You mentioned?
Huh?
Yeah, so Eid al-Adha, it's better to make it early because people have to go and to the farm and slaughter, right? And we're going to see here that it's also sunnah to not eat anything and break your fast. It's not a fast, but يعني, eat after you slaughter or from the meat that you slaughter, right? This is some of the recommended actions. And in al-fitr, after Ramadan, the Eid al-Fitr, it's better to kind of make it late. Why? So people can like, break their fast, يعني, break something, so and they don't go there fasting, okay? So here it says وَأَكْلٌ قَبْلَهَا. Yeah, وَأَكْلٌ قَبْلَهَا يعني قبل صلاة الفطر, right? So صلاة الفطر, so it's sunnah to pray in any place outside the city. We said to delay Eid al-Fitr as much as possible, to eat before Eid al-Fitr. So it's not recommended to come. Why? Because خلاص, you're done fasting. You just fasted, so now you want to actually break that cycle and actually eat something. Eat some dates before you come, okay? To pray Eid al-Adha as early as possible, right? And he says here, وَتَقْدِيمُ أَضْحَى, يعني, and to bring it early, okay? وَتَرْكُ أَكْلٍ قَبْلَهَا, okay? لِمُضَحٍ. This is only for the مُضَحِي. The مُضَحِي is who? The one who's gonna slaughter. So if you don't plan on slaughtering, يعني, it's a highly recommended action. Some said it's wajib. If you're not planning on slaughtering, then it doesn't count for you. You can break your fast. But those who are planning to slaughter on that same day, are you allowed to do the slaughter the next day? You're allowed to, right? So if you're going to slaughter the next day, you don't have to hold your fast. يعني. It's not recommended to hold your fast, obviously. But for someone who's going to slaughter, like he's going to pray and he's going to go to the farm, then it's better to hold your fast until you slaughter. And this is from the recommended actions. It's not something that is obligatory. وَتَرْكُ أَكْلٍ قَبْلَ أَيَّامٍ. We said that. And then he says, to do ghusl the morning of the Eid. These are some extra ones that the Mu'allif mentioned here. To do ghusl the morning of the Eid, obviously, takbirat after morning prayer. Okay, we're going to talk about the takbirat. Takbirat, we can break them up. The takbirat saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. We can break them up into two groups. The takbir al-mutlaq, the unconditional, open to any time, يعني. والتكبير المقيد, that is restricted. مقيد يعني restricted to a specific time, يعني after salawat. So there's takbirat that are done after salah, after the wajib salah in jama'ah, and there are those that are said in general. Okay, طيب. So these are the sunnah. Number 8, for the imam to come at the time of the prayer. Yeah, so it's sunnah for the imam to come at the time of the salah, of the salah, and he doesn't come early and sits down, but he comes exactly at the time of salah. And remember, salat al-eid, the khutbah is before or after?
After,
right? So salah is first, and then salah is first, and then the khutbah is after. طيب. And another from the sunnah is to come back in a different way. Yeah, you came to the salah, I don't know, from Deerfoot in the cloud, go another way, find another way. This is from the sunnah, okay, that the Prophet ﷺ would do, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. طيب. So these are from the sunnah. These 9 are from the sunnah. And there's probably more, and these are some of the most طيب. So now to go about how it goes. So he says, وَيُصَلِّيهَا رَكْعَتَيْنِ قَبْلَ الْخُطْبَةِ. So it's how is it prayed, Salat al-Eid, is 2 rak'ahs before the khutbah, right? Because we said the khutbah comes after, and the khutbah is not something that you have to stay for, but it's recommended to do that. رَكْعَتَيْنِ قَبْلَ الْخُطْبَةِ يُكَبِّرْ فِي الْأُولَى بَعْدَ الْإِسْتِفْتَاحِ وَقَبْلَ التَّعَوُّدِ وَالْقِرَاءَةِ سِتًا. This is interesting. So now, how many takbiras do we do? طبعاً, we have تكبيرة الإحرام. تكبيرة الإحرام is what? This is rukun has to be done. This is how you enter salah. تكبيرة الإحرام, that makes everything haram, right? So تكبيرة الإحرام is number 1. Then he says, يكبر في الأولى بعد الاستفتاح وقبل التعود. بعد الاستفتاح, يعني to do the استفتاح, سبحانك اللهم, right? وقبل التعود والقراءة ستًا. Okay? He does it 6 times. So the first time, Allahu Akbar, takbir al-ihram. And then he does 6 after that. So how many takbirat he's going to do?
Seven.
7 in total in the first rak'ah. The first one is takbir al-ihram. And then he's going to do 6 after that. Okay? And 6 after that. And then he says, وَفِي الثَّانِيَ قَبْلَ الْقِرَاءَةِ خَمْسًا. And the second rak'ah, he's going to have takbirat al-intiqal. Takbirat al-intiqal is what? Is the takbira of switching position. So he's going to be in sujood, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, okay? And then he's going to say, Allahu Akbar. This is the takbira, right? That's the takbira al-intiqal. He's switching now position, okay? Now, after he gets up, okay, he says, وَفِي الثَّانِتِ قَبْلَ الْقِرَاءَةِ, before he recites, خَمْسَة. So technically, it's going to be 6. The one that he's switching, Allahu Akbar, and then he's going to do 5 more. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, right? رَافِعًا يَدَيْهِ مَعَ كُلِّ تَكْبِيرَةٍ. And he's raising his hands with every takbira, with every takbira. He's raising his hands, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Okay? وَيَقُول, and here they mention, after every, وَيَقُول بَيْنَ كُلِّ, okay, تَكْبِيرَتَيْنِ. After every 2 takbiras, he says a dua, right? Some of the Sahaba would do this, Allahu Akbar كَبِيرًا وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ كَثِيرًا وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا وصلى الله على محمد وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا. Right? This is some of the narrations they mentioned this, of the actions of the Sahaba and the Tabi'een, that after this every second takbira, you say that, a dua. And this is the takbirat that usually people do before the Salat al-Eid. It doesn't have to be that one, but يعني it's recommended. ثم يقرأ, okay? ثم يقرأ بعد الفاتحة في الأولى سبح والثانية الغاشية. And it's from the Sunnah to read Surat al-A'la in the first one, سبح, and the second one, الغاشية, right? And usually the imam does that in Salat al-Eid, right? So we said it is prayed with 2 rak'ahs. The 2 khutbahs are after the prayer, right? 6 takbirs after the opening prayer in the first rak'ah, then 5 takbirs before the recitation in the second rak'ah, right? The hands are raised with every takbir, similar to the funeral prayer that we're going to talk about, inshallah, next week. Recommended to say after every 2 takbirs, the dua that we mentioned, okay? If someone forgets the takbirs, okay, this is a good question. If someone forgets the takbirs and starts to recite Fatiha, okay, should he go back and do the takbirs? No, because the takbirs are not rukun of the salah. These are just sunnah. Okay, so even if someone made up the salah, okay, he doesn't have to do the takbirat because they are sunnah. Or if somebody came late, مثلاً, he doesn't have to redo the takbirat. He just has to make up the rak'ah. Does that make sense? The extra takbirat, these are sunnah.
And what account did they stand to?
ما في مشكلة. يعني الأمر واسع because it's sunnah, right? And we have narrations where they did 9. We have narrations where they did 11. So there's different narrations. يعني it's واسع. يعني it's no problem. If somebody does more or less, okay, ما في مشكلة. It's not gonna, because it's a sunnah. It's not a rukun, remember? No, there isn't. No. طيب. Then he says, yeah. In the first rak'ah, it is recommended to recite al-a'la. طيب, we did that. جميل. Now we go to, he says here, ثم يقرأ, نعم, ثم يخطب خطبتي الجمعة. Now he does the 2 خطبات, right? لكن يستفتح الأولى بتسع تكبيرات. So now they're saying it's recommended for the khatib, he does 9 takbirat. Right? You see in the khutbah al-Eid, he'll say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Right? La, Allahu Akbar. And he'll do about, يعني, we could do, here it's recommended to do 9 takbirat. And then والثانية بسبع. And then the second khutbah, you know, after he tells people to make istighfar, he gets up for the second khutbah and he does 7. Okay, he does 7. ويبين لهم في الفطر ما يخرجون وفي الأضحى ما يضحون. And then he says that it's recommended for the khatib to tell them in the khutbah of salat of Eid al-Fitr about Eid al-Fitr about zakat al-Fitr, right? طبعا some of the ulama, they said actually it makes more sense to remind them the Jum'ah before. Why?
Wait, say it.
To get ready. Why? Because Eid al-Zakat al-Fitr, when is it recommended to be given?
Before Eid.
Yeah, like the whole point of Zakat al-Fitr is it reaches the poor for the day of Eid. And they have stuff to celebrate with, right? So even now, like for us, for the IC, we tell people we need to have it like 2 days before so we can actually get them and distribute them. Okay? And it's makruh in the madhhab to give it after Salat al Eid, right? Is it accepted? It's accepted, but you have to be able to give it to the person, okay? And some of them said it would not be accepted after Salat al Eid, okay? So that's why it makes more sense. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said that it makes sense to remind people about this before, about this before. And then in Eid al Adha, in the khutbah of Eid al Adha, it's recommended for the khatib to remind them about al Udhiyah, the main act of worship in Eid al-Adha is the actual Udhiyah. And people don't realize it's a great ibadah. Highly recommended. It's the most beloved thing for Allah on that day. Yeah, the spilling of the blood for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most beloved act of worship on that day. So if someone can afford it, okay, should go out and do it. And try your best to actually do it yourself. If you're able to go out to the farm, you know, do it yourself. At least the slaughter. At least the slaughter. If you can learn how to do the skinning and stuff, yeah, it's good. And it's an ibadah. It's an act of worship, subhanAllah. We don't realize that, but it's an act of worship. You know, learn it, teach your children, you know, skinning and cutting and actually doing the dhabiha. It's a great act of worship. طيب. So it says here, we mentioned this, in the 2 khutbas after the prayer, the following is recommended. The khatib will start off by doing 9 takbirs and before the first khutbah and 7 takbirs before the second khutbah. It is recommended for the khatib to clarify to the people in the khutbas what they will be doing. Yeah, and we mentioned that. طيب. Then he says, then there's the takbirat. Okay, so the takbirat, we said, there are general ones and there are specific ones. Okay, general ones and there are specific ones. And so he says here, وَسُنَّ التَّكْبِيرُ الْمُطْلَقُ. Okay, and it's sunnah to do takbir al-mutlaq. We said mutlaq is something that is يعني open, general, okay, mutlaq, it's not specific, okay, so it's sunnah to takbir al-mutlaq. When is it? Laylatay al-Eidain, the nights of the 2 Eids, the nights of the 2 Eids, so the nights of Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha, and he says wal-Fitru akad, يعني it's more highly recommended, okay, ومن أول ذي الحجة إلى فراغ الخطبة. Okay. So in Eid al-Fitr, it's recommended to do so in the nights, right, of the Eids. And for Eid al-Adha, you're supposed to do it from the, we have 10 special days. What are those 10 special days in the month of Dhul-Hijjah? Ashr Dhul-Hijjah, right? Those special days, the most beloved days to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those 10 days, right? Some of the ulama said this is what Allah is talking about. وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. Remember, this discussion always comes up. The best 10 nights, we said, the ulama said, are when? The last of Ramadan. And the best 10 days are the 10 days of the Hijjah, right? These are the most beloved days and the most rewarding days, right? And so in those days, from the fajr of that day, okay, of the first of the Hijjah until the finishing of the khutbah of Eid al-Adha, which is on the 10th day, it's recommended to do takbir, يعني, just openly. In the morning, you're walking, you know, you're sitting in the car, red light, to do takbir, right? This is one of the most beloved actions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in those days, right? Min fajri arafa li muhillin. This is the one who is not in ihram. Wa li muhrim, and the one who's doing hajj, because there's people doing hajj on the day on Eid al-Adha. Wa li muhrim, because on the 10th day, which is the Eid day, what are they doing? They're cutting, they're slaughtering, right? They're throwing the rocks. So for the muhrim, okay, min dhuhri yawm an-nahr. So it's on the 10th day from the dhuhr of that day. From the dhuhr of that day, okay, ila asr akhir ayyam at-tashriq, right? طبعاً ayyam at-tashriq are the 11th, 12th, 13th. So we have the first 10 days of al-hijjah, and then we have the 11th, 12th, and 13th. Those are ayyam at-tashriq, right? And so for the one who's doing hajj, then he does the takbirat in those days as well. In those days as well, okay? And so that's pretty much covers, yeah. So we have the restricted takbirs, al-takbirat al-muqayyada, okay? And these are done, okay? Recommended to do so after every congregational fard prayer together in congregation. So if you're praying in congregation, then it's recommended. You'll see sometimes in the Eid, we'll say, salamu alaykum, and then we'll sing Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, okay? So it's recommended to do that. If you're praying alone, no, because the Sahaba would do it only in the Jama'ah, okay? Doing it once suffices, but three times is also fine. Some of them see it as a sunnah. And it is done only during the days of Hajj, right? The time begins from Fajr of Arafah, right? Fajr of Arafah, meaning يعني on the ninth day, when people go and stand in Arafah, the ones who are doing Hajj, right? Just to make it, يعني, so you can get a picture. We said there's the takbirat, saying Allahu Akbar. The mutlaq and muqayyad. The mutlaq we said for Eid al-Adha, or for the time of Hajj, يعني, is from the first day of the Hijjah all the way till the end, right? The muqayyad starts from the ninth day. This is when the Hajj actually starts. So you start doing takbirat after the salaz, okay, from the ninth of the Hijjah until Asr of the Hijjah, of the 13th. Why 13th? Because that's the last day of Tashriq. That's the last day when the pilgrims are throwing the rocks, right? These are the ayam of At-Tashriq, right? And Asr, why Asr? Because khalas, Maghrib will be now the 14th. Maghrib will be the 14th. Okay? So for the one in the state of Ihram, the time begins from Dhuhr of the day of sacrifice, the 10th day, until the 13th day of the Hijjah, right? Because in that time you have Al-Muhil, who is not doing Hajj, and you have the Muhram, who's doing the Hajj, right? For them, they do it from the Asr of the day of Eid until the 13th day. And of course, يعني, what do you say? The takbir is Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd, right? And you can say Allahu Akbar twice or three times. Both are fine. طيب, now we go to Salat al-Kusuf, right? Salat al-Kusuf, the eclipse prayer. طبعاً, eclipse is what? What does eclipse mean? What does it mean in English when I say eclipse?
About the sun.
Yeah, or vice versa. So when one of the sun or the moon, part of it is covered, okay? طبعاً, we have solar eclipse and lunar eclipse. Solar eclipse and a lunar eclipse. Some said that that al-kusuf is for the sun, and al-khusuf is for qamar. You might have heard too. And some that say it's synonymous. Both, it's mentioned for both, right? Kusuf, kusuf, they're synonymous. But some said kusuf is for shams, for the sun, and khusuf is for the qamar, right? And so we can have a lunar eclipse and a solar eclipse. Lunar eclipse and a solar eclipse. And alhamdulillah, like we were able to do it here last year, okay? And basically, Salat al-Khusuf, he says, وَتُسَنُّ صَلَاتُ كُسُوفٍ رَكْعَتَيْنِ. What's the ruling of Salat al-Khusuf? The first and most important thing is the ruling. What's the ruling? It's Sunnah. He says, وَتُسَنُّ صَلَاتُ الْكُسُوفِ. It is a recommended prayer. It is Sunnah, okay? And it's prayed two rak'az. It's prayed two rak'az, okay? And it's, طبعاً, it's specific during the eclipse. Yani this is done during the eclipse. When the eclipse is actually happening, the people get together in the masjid and they pray this salah. This salah is very unique. Why? Because he says, كل ركعة بقيامين وركوعين. So it's two rak'ahs, but every rak'ah has, right? Two times you're standing and two times you're doing ruku'. Okay, so anybody prayed it here with us last year? Anybody prayed it with us here? Huh? Nam? Yeah, I heard a yeah. Okay. Jameel. Yeah, so the way you pray it is, طبعاً when you say Allahu Akbar, you start Fatiha, right? You read long surah, okay? And then you say Allahu Akbar, you do ruku', right? Okay, Sami' Allahu al-Hamid, Rabbana wa bihamd, and then he starts reciting again. He starts reciting Fatiha and another surah again, okay? And then when he says Allahu Akbar, you know, he does ruku', Sami' Allahu al-Hamid, then he goes down. So in each rak'ah, there's actually two ruku's. In each one unit, there's two ruku's, right? And two qira'as, okay? And so he says here, كُلَّ رَكْعَتَيْنِ بِقِيَامَيْنِ وَرُكُوعَيْنِ. Now here's the interesting thing from a fiqh point of view. The first rak'ah is the one that is a rukun. The second one is sunnah. So for someone who misses it and wants to make it up, okay, or someone who misses the second rak'ah, just prays it with just two rak'ahs in total, then the salah is valid because the second one is sunnah, okay? What else is recommended? وَتَطْوِيلُ سُورَةٍ وَتَزْبِيحٍ. It's recommended to read long surahs, right? You know, long surahs like Baqarah, you know, Waqi'ah, Maryam, you know, these long surahs, right? And to also make the tasbih long. Usually, you know, we do like one Subhana Rabbi al-Azim or three. It's recommended to do three, right? But it's recommended to do like maybe 10 or more, right? Because this is a time of humbling ourselves and glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is one of his ayat. And step aside from the fiqh, this is one of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the kusuf, the ulama, they say this is something that for people when they see it, like, oh wow, let's go check it out. But for us, it's something, it's a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe something happened, maybe people are pushing away from, are moving away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a reminder of Allah's greatness, okay? It's also a reminder of Yawm al-Qiyamah. You know, that the Shams is one day is going to be coming from the west and etc. So this is something that it's scary, and people should be humbled. It's not something to like, oh, let's go check it out and have fun. Okay, and he says here, وكان أول كل أطول. Yeah, وكون أول كل أطول. Yeah, and always to make the first one longer than the second one. So the first rak'ah is,
yeah.
So the first full rak'ah is longer than the second full rak'ah, and the first rak'ah and the first standing is also longer than the second one. I hope that makes sense. Let me say it again. So you're praying Salat al-Kusuf two full units. In every unit, there's two rak'ahs, right? He says the first rak'ah in the first unit should be longer than the second one, and vice versa in the second one as well. Okay, so always make the first one longer than the second one. Okay, it's recommended to try the long surahs of the Quran. Tasbih should be at least 10 times. The first of everything is longer than the second time. Example, the first qiyam and ruku' longer than the second one. The first rak'ah longer than the second one. Okay, yani it's recommended. If you don't do it, it's not a big deal. And that's Salat al-Kusuf basically. So when do we do it? When there's a lunar eclipse or a solar eclipse, right? We do it in... Can you pray it at home? You can pray it at home. You can pray it at home by yourself. Okay. It's not like Jum'ah. You can't do that with Jum'ah. But with Salat al-Kusuf or al-Khusuf, you're allowed to pray it at home by yourself. Yes. But it's better to do it in Jum'ah. Of course, it's better to do it in Jum'ah. طيب, now we go to Salatul Istisqa. Salatul Istisqa. Okay? So Salatul Istisqa, the rain prayer. When is this done?
About.
Huh? So it's he says here, وَاِسْتِسْقَاءٌ إِذَا أَجْدَبَتْ الْأَرْضُ وَقُحِطَ الْمَطَرُ. If the land is dry and the rain has stopped, In the footnotes, he mentioned actually, he says, إذا أجبت الأرض, if the land is like dry, or he says, أو إذا, if the well is dried out, for example, or if there's a river that stopped running, يعني, they're all similar يعني, situations, or if a lake dries out, for example, okay, or rain stops, and he says there could be multiple reasons. Okay, when people see the need, like there's a drought, or the rain is stopped, or a river that usually comes and it's like, you know, high, it's really low, okay. But then the Bow River starts going really low, okay, and خلاص, and it's like almost. So this is a time for the people of Calgary to come out and do istisqa, for example, or if there's no rain. And usually this is announced by the imam. The imam will say, we're going to do salat al-istisqa. Like, if we do it and no rain comes, what happens? What do we do? Huh? Yeah, so some of the ulama say you continue doing it. Continue doing it until the rain comes, right? Because salat al-istisqa, basically, you are basically, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Nuh, وَخُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارٌ. Nuh, he reminded his people to do istighfar, okay? To ask Allah for forgiveness, right? What happens if you ask for forgiveness? يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. He will bring rain, abundant rain, okay? وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. And he will give you children and wealth, okay? So it's interesting, if you understand that ayah, it means that maybe the reason for no rain is what? That people are not doing istighfar. That there's a lot of sin happening, okay? What's understood is that if you see droughts and things like that, then that means that people are far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and istighfar is not happening, right? And so this is what, one of the reasons why it's done. So, وَاسْتِسْقَاءٍ إِذَا أَجْزَبَتْ الْأَرْضِ وَقُوحِطَ الْمَطَرِ. So he says here, it is recommended when there's a drought and the earth is barren. Okay, how is it prayed? He says, وَصِفَتُهَا وَأَحْكَامُهَا كَعِيد. It's like the Eid prayer. Okay, the takbirat, right? Etc. وَهِيَا وَالَّتِي قَبْلَهَا وَهِيَا وَالَّتِي قَبْلَهَا يعني صار العيد جَمَاعَةً أَفْضَلْ. Both of them, العيد and الاستسقاء, both of them are better in jama'ah. We mentioned that. So they're similar like that. They're similar like that. But they're also different in a way. Okay, he mentions here, they're also different in a way that salatul, so he says, التفارق salatul istisqa, salatul eid fi umur. Two things, actually three things. He says, number one, ليس لها وقت معين. يعني salatul istisqa, you don't have to pray at a specific time. Salatul, so here we're talking about, salatul kusuf has a time, okay? Because here he's talking about istisqa. Salat al-Eid. Yeah, Salat al-Eid has a specific time. Okay? Salat al-Eid has a specific time. Salat al-Istisqa, it doesn't have a specific time. As soon as a person, he can do it himself, يعني, or the Imam, say, let's pray, there's a drought, then you can do it. The second, he says, وَلَهَا خُطْبَةٍ وَاحِدَةٍ. They say that Salat al-Istisqa has one khutbah only. There's another opinion that there's two khutbahs, but they say this is one of the differences. And number three, وَيَشْرَطْ لِلْعِيد حُضُور أَرْبَعِينَ. رَجُلًا مِنَ الْمُسْتَوْطِنِينَ. For Eid, you need 40 people. They said for istisqa, you don't need to. You don't need 40 people. Even one guy, one person, can do it, right? طيب. He says, so it's similar to Eid prayer, okay? And it's better to do in jama'ah. وَإِذَا أَرَادَ الْإِمَامُ الْخُرُوجِ لَهَا وَعَظَ النَّاسِ. Okay, we're almost done. So if the imam wants to do it, okay, he reminds people. Okay, he reminds people. So when the imam comes out, few things. He reminds them, he gives them admonishment, right? وَعَظَ النَّاسِ, okay? وَأَمَرَهُمْ بِالتَّوْبَةِ. He tells them to make tawbah. Because remember, the reason why the rain has been cut, why? Because people have been committing sins and not making tawbah, not doing istighfar. وَالْخُرُوجِ مِنَ الْمَظَالِمِ. And he recommends them, okay? Reminds them to give up any injustices or wrongdoings. You've taken somebody's money, you've wronged somebody, you've cut somebody. Because remember the story of Musa alayhi salam, when he was with Bani Israel. Some ulama talk about the authenticity of the story, and some say it's Hassan, it's okay. What happened? They came out to do istisqa, this salah, yani even Musa alayhi salam used to do it, and no rain came out. And then it's mentioned that Musa was talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him that there's one person, okay, who's done something and hasn't made tawbah for it. SubhanAllah. And so Musa mentions that, And then the rain starts coming. Obviously, we don't know who made Tawbah. And Musa asks Allah to tell him. And Allah says, you know, I've covered his sins before. And why would I expose him now? Lots of lessons from this story is that it could be maybe one person, a group of people. Why rain or rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not falling upon the people, or the ummah is in a time of tribulation? So it's always, it's a good time for people to make tawbah, give up any wrongdoings. Okay. And then he says, وَتَرْكُوا التَّشَاحُنْ, quarrels and hatred between people, right? You know, people have beef and they don't want to talk anymore. So وَتَرْكُوا التَّشَاحُنْ وَالصِّيَامُ وَالصَّدَقَةُ, and doing fasting and charity. These are all things that what? There are good deeds that erase the bad deeds. Remember, the reason why the rain is not coming is because of the bad deeds. Yeah. And then he tells them also, وَيَعِدُهُمْ, okay, يَوْمًا يَخْرُجُونَ فِيهِ. Yeah, and he tells them when to come out. So it's the imam who tells them when to come out. وَيَخْرُجْ مُتَوَاضِعًا, he comes out in a humble way. Yeah, مُتَخَشِّعًا, in a very humble manner, because now you are basically humbling yourself because you need Allah's mercy, right? And you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send the rain. مُتَذَلِّلًا, right? Some in a humble way. He doesn't put perfume, but he showers, of course. And this is like Salat al-Eid. مُتَضَرِّعًا, مُتَنَظِّفًا, obviously he cleans himself, he does the shower, but he doesn't do tatib, right? Why? Because same as the ihram, remember in Hajj and Umrah, are you supposed to put like perfumes? No, right? Because you're in a state of humbleness. You're in a state of humbleness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the same thing here, you're supposed to show your poverty and your weakness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And he takes with him the righteous people. Why the righteous people? It's not like he's going to be like, who's righteous here, right? But he's going to make sure that the most righteous people are coming, the mature people, the people of the masjid, the people who are giving sadaqah, right? So to have more hope for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept the dua of matar. We might not feel the big deal about the salah, but go to places where there is no rain. Go to places where the farmers depend on the rain, and you'll see what a big deal this is, right? So this is a big deal. For us here, we're like, okay, whatever. Okay, but maybe a day will come when we will... It happens here sometimes when the rain is cut for the farmers, right? And then prices go up. So if you want, maybe sometimes for the price to go down, you know, Salat al-Istisqa is needed, right? طيب. And then he says, so he takes those people. And then, فَيُصَلِّي ثُمَّ يَخْطُبْ وَاعِدَةً يَفْتَتِحُهَا بِالتَّكْبِيرِ كَخُطْبَةِ عِيدٍ, right? And he does takbir like the khutbah of Eid, right? Like the khutbah of Eid. And he prays two rak'ah, right? Two rak'ahs. وَيُكْثِرُ فِيهَا الْإِسْتِغْفَارُ وَقِرَاءَةِ الْآيَاتَ الَّتِي فِيهَا الْأَمْرُ بِهِ. And he does a lot of istighfar, and he tries to mention the ayat that have a lot of istighfar. Remember, because وَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُ رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا, right? And he raises his hands, and he makes them really high, like to the point where some said that his kaf is like upside down, right? And he makes dua, right? Allahumma isqina ghaythan mughitha. Oh Allah, give us abundant rain. Oh Allah, give us abundant rain. And similar du'as like that. And then he says, وَإِنْ أَكْثَرَ, and we'll finish with this, وَإِنْ أَكْثَرَ الْمَطَرُ حَتَّى خِيفَ. So if rain comes until it looks like it's too much rain, flooding, right? Remember the incident, the man came and during the khutbah, he said, O Prophet Allah, make du'a because we have a drought, basically, right? And then the Prophet ﷺ in the khutbah raised his hand. And then the next time he said, oh Allah, O Prophet of Allah, make dua for Allah to stop the rain because too much rain came, right? But they say, if too much rain comes, then they should say the dua, Allahumma hawalina wala alayna. Hawalina wala alayna. Yani, around us, not on us. Yani, make it come around us, right? On the mountains, on the hills, etc. Not for us to be flooded, because rain can be also what? A punishment. The people of Nuh, they were destroyed with what? With rain, right? And flooding. That can also be a form of punishment, right? And if it's too much rain, then he says the ayat like, رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ, right? Oh Allah, don't give us something that we cannot handle, right? Don't give us something that we cannot handle. وَاللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ. And that's pretty much, with that we finish the book of Salah, وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ, after 15 meetings. And inshallah, next week we'll be starting Kitab al-Janaiz, the funeral prayer. We're going to talk about actually the janazah, how the person is, what are some of the etiquettes, you know, should he be wrapped, how is he wrapped, who's supposed to wash the body, how is the janazah, what's the word of the janazah, how is the salat al-janazah prayed, is it wajib, is it sunnah, we'll discuss all that bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. And after we finish kitab al-janaiz, we will have like a test like last time, we'll have some prizes inshallah. Inshallah I'll share the slides with everyone. Again, these are recorded, you can start reviewing it, inshallah, for that. And it's so highly recommended to do that, to review all the slides, the notes. Okay, so inshallah, this ilm can stick with you and you can apply it. Bidnillah, wallahu ta'ala, wa jazakum la khair. Inshallah, we'll do the adhan for Isha. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Adhan is already done.
The Aqama. Someone did the adhan, right? Yalla, alhamdulillah. Bismillah.
Let's do the count.